All right, welcome everybody to the Creekside Stage. I'm Blake Williams. Thanks for coming out this afternoon. You know, one of the great things about this music is it's steeped in rich tradition, and I think memories of Doc and Merle is very important here at Merle Fest, don't you guys? These guys here don't need an introduction, but I got to give them one or they don't know when to start. T. Michael Coleman, Brian Sutton, David Holt, Jack Lawrence, Sam Bush, and Jeff Little. They've all been in the music business so long, all their clothes were made in the United States. Make them welcome, Memories of Dr. Merle.
We're going to not do a lot of talking and do more picking. Is that cool? Well, I'll shut up now. Thank you, Jack.
Okay. It's a song that Doc actually got from Clarence Ashley. And the first record I ever did with Doc in, I guess it was March of 86 or something, that Coleman was, it was Coleman's first job as producer of a Doc record. And of course we had all the Nashville Bluegrass Band was on that record as well. And I recorded this song, so it's pretty cool. It's called Tough Luck Man. Every man has some tough luck sometimes. When he ain't got a nickel or a dime, so far lucky some old day.
Step up to the microphone and render you a tune.
Thank you, T. There are certain, out of the big body of work that is the Doc Watson repertoire, there's a few that when I hear them, just taken back to the first time I saw and heard Doc Watson. And they just, it's sort of like when you get hit with a smell that takes you back to your mom's house, your grandma's house, or something like that. There's certain songs that do that for me. This is one of them. It's in the key of F. It's called the Greenville Trestle High. Doc recorded it as the Greenville Trestle High, but it was actually written as the Green Hill Trestle High. But that didn't bother Doc Watson at all.
That's just payback for people calling the song Long Journey.
Right. Whistle's lonesome sound you could hear for miles around as he rolled along that Greenville Trestle High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for the railroad man. And the Greenville Trestle now don't seem so high.
Okay, now we're going to do what What I feel so cool about this, being where I am, my proximity on stage, is having Brian and Jack here, because I used to sit in the middle of two really good guitar players, and now I'm still in the middle of really two guitar players, and they're going to play one of Doc's most famous instrumentals, Black Mountain Rag. So hang on. Something very traditional, and we're going to start bringing guest stars galore here on the Love Boat.
So, Doc learned to play the harmonica. The very first thing he ever learned to play, his father would buy him one, I think it was the first time he was 5 or 6 years old. And he learned to play straight harp, which is where you're blowing into the harp like that. But then his cousin Spencer Miller showed him how to play some blues harp, which is those kind of sounds. And he played a song for his whole career called Rain Crow Bill. And when Doc and I played together, I was using a good hand bone along with him playing the Rain Crow Bill. But in 1992, I met the oldest woman in the world, and she showed me how to play the washboard. She's 122 years old. And so I realized it was a perfect tune, the Rain Crow Bill and the washboard, a nice match. Brian, I'm going to use your mic just to point down at my feet here, because I got tap shoes on here. You can just, I have the full. Thank
you. Are we ready? Can you hear that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
honey, don't you cry.
We have Mitch Greenhill and Jeff Little.
I can tell you here while they're getting set up, that song is really special to me too. I mentioned earlier about just songs that just say Doc Watson, Doc and Merle. And I remember coming to the Union Grove Festival as a kid and listening to Jack play that song just like that. It's really, really great to be up here playing with. Back it up, buddy. And Sam did okay too. Now this song was the closest Doc came to a hit song. This is a song that actually got airplay as a single. I think Cowboy Clement might have produced it. And if we can get this sound of this guitar, this is a guitar that used to belong to Doc Watson. Aww. Take my word for it, it does sound good.
Brian, yeah. Give me 5 notes of Doc Watson.
Please, thank you.
real blue.
Grab our blue.
That's too easy.
Here's another one.
I'm ready. First of all, I'd like to say thank you guys for inviting me to play. It's always a privilege to play. And, I had the great blessing of playing with Doc since I was a kid. Didn't get the tour like these guys did, but it's always an honor to be here. So thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. This is an old tune called Sitting on Top of the World.
Yes. Okay.
used to be a duet in college.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, what a Shady Grove Kid D. Kind of a little walk-up thing.
Shady Grove, my little love, shady Grove, my little love, going back to Harlem. She's the red and the moving roll of the prettiest brand. Yeah, see the darling of my heart, she's the richest girl in town. Shady Grove, my little love, shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm going back to Harlem. Come on, Brian.
For inviting me. I'm honored to be on the stage with these guys. I'm going to be the worst one up here, but I'm going to take a swat at it anyhow. And my heart and my life and my love goes out to the Watson family, who treated me with love and respect, and I felt like part of the family, and I love them and I always will. And they let me do boogie woogie music like this here. This is the most I got. The promised land. Well, I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia. California on my mind. Straddle a Greyhound bus down in Raleigh. Rolling across the Carolina. Stop in Charlotte, bypass Rock Hill. Never was a minute late. 90 miles out of the summer, the sundown. Rolling out of Georgia State. Had some more trouble, turned into a struggle. Halfway across Alabama, the ham bust down and left us all back. Downtown Birmingham. Out of the way, I bought myself a 3-chain ticket. Take me across Mississippi Claim. I'm on that midnight flyer. Smoking in the New Orleans. Smoke one out, Jack.
working on a jet to the promised land. I was gnawing on a T-bone steak, and I caught it right over to the Golden State. But when the pilot came on in 15 minutes, I got you at the terminal gate. Swing down, cherry, jump down easy, taxi to the terminal door. Touch your engine, cool your wings, and let me have the telephone. I'm gonna call a bamboo.
Tribute to Doc's, not only Doc's influence, but how he respected and accepted the wayward bluegrassers. 'Twas midnight home, the storm lay deep, my solitary watch out. I can no longer
some icy lake where the southern sun refused to shine. And to trust in love so false as thine.
All the guitars now.
Combination, Danny Green Dirt Band, Dr. Merle, Mark O'Connor, Peter Rowan, and it was an interesting trip. Okay, time. What I want to do now,
the clock on the wall's ticking.
I want to get Pete and 3/4 of the Kruger Brothers out here. Well, how many people are there? Oh, okay. Woody Joel and Uday.
I'm going to do a tune called Down in the Valley to Pray as an instrumental. And I'm from New York City, so even these great musicians that toured with Doc probably didn't get to hear Doc until sometime after I did, because one of the first places Doc went from Deep Gap was up to New York City to play. He'd get on a Greyhound bus and travel all the way there by himself in the early 60s, because Ralph Rensselaer had visited the area looking for older musicians who had played before, and Tom Ashley was one of them, and he brought along Doc. Ralph wasn't aware of Doc at all, but he became aware and started his career going back then by having him travel up there. And as a teenager, I got to hear this amazing man from Deep Gap and singing this song, which later got put in a movie under a different title, Down by the River to Pray. But I insist on calling it by its original name because it's an old hymn, and that's how Doc sang it. I might as well do it at this microphone. We're going to get help. Is Stuart around? Stuart Duncan? If Stuart is still here, see if Stuart's here, because we actually recorded this a long time ago with Stuart Duncan. And the Kruger is going to help me out. There's Uwe. There's Joel. Anyway, I'll just play it by myself one time through, and anybody who thinks, yeah, join in, be happy to have you join in. The only trick is that we finish on a 5 chord in the key of E. This is backstage talk. We finish on a 5 and we let it sit for a little bit before the next solo, but I'll call audibles as we go. So I'll start myself. Here's the melody of Down in the Valley to Praise, I Went Down. Thank you. Watson.
Okay, here come the Kruger Brothers. Okay. What was Merle's first name?
Arthur.
Jack Lawrence once said in the workshop that we did up here, you can't out-dock dock. And that was one of the best pieces of advice I ever got from him. It was absolutely wonderful. This is a little tune, an old song that he used to do. Somebody
somebody get Joel some ice cream. Last performance in front of an audience was on this stage with this band with this song.
For the Nashville Bluegrass Band and all of these people here to have shared the stage with the great Doc Watson and to have been a part of this festival every single year since the beginning. And here's I'll Fly Away. Thanks for being here today.
Sun bright morning when this life is over.
Set up here for the Krueger Brothers, and then later on we'll have the banjo rama.